أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Over the receivers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In actual fact, I came of my Shaykh that has put me here, and whatever I will say, inshallah, is a translation of Hazrat Wala's or Akabir pious people, ulama-i kirams, whatever I heard and learned, ke insan ka shumar kare. Pura aalam mein kitne insan, taqriban, those 2 billion Muslims, how many are they who are actually true Muslims, and how many are Muslims by name? The Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So indeed there are very few. But if we realize and understand, agar hum soche, deen, dunya, akhirat ki kamyabi chahe, to Allah ke hukmon par amal karna, aur Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke tareeqon par chalna. But how many of the Muslims who are practicing is sohbat mein rehkar hum kya seekhenge? Maloomat ko maamulat banane ka. Whatever we know, whatever we understood, we learnt in madrasa, we learnt pious people in Ahlullah. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brings about noor in a person's life. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have nowadays load shedding. When light goes off, what happens? When light goes off, everybody is worried. But that worry and that concern is only temporary. Load shedding. But just remember, if a person, and there we prepare ourselves, you know, the ESCOM will tell you 2 hours load shedding, 4 hours load shedding, and we keep our emergency light generator ready. Noor upon noor upon noor. The noor of Sunnah, the noor of Quran, the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, the noor of Salah, the noor of Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will have noor. So we have to prepare pure deen. Then our load shedding starts. Then the real light will start. The real light of Quran, real light of Salah and Sunnah will help us in Qabr. And there, if you do not have our, we have discarded sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take it maamooli cheez hai. It's just sunnat. Ye toh ab sunnat hi hai. Faraz wajib toh nahi. We discard it. Allah forgive. We are all will be entering the month of Ramadan. We will be entering in the month of Ramadan. We are anxious. We are waiting. سنت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی نے ہمیں مختلف مواقع عطا فرمایا جس میں اللہ تعالیٰ کے رحمت کا نزول ہوتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ کے رحمت certain hours, certain days, certain months in our lives. اللہ gives us opportunities, موقع, تاکہ میرے بندے میرے پاس آئے, یہ جس میں دعا قبول ہوتی ہے. When a person goes for Hajj and Umrah, du'as are accepted at Hajj al-Aswad, du'as are accepted at Multazam, du'as are accepted while drinking Zamzam, du'as are accepted in different occasions, different places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, special mercy comes down upon people. Why? Allah is giving us mawqas. Mawlat, mawqas, come back. And Allah proclaims, come to me, I will perform one farz, he will get the reward of 70 farz in the month of Ramadan. If he performs one nafal, he will get the reward of one faraz. Mujaddid al-Kathani rahmatullahi, I heard the word of faraz in the month of Ramadan. Opportunities. If you perform one faraz, I'll give you the reward of 70 faraz in the month of Ramadan. So easy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared. Why? To teach us, to prepare us, to prepare Sahaba radiallahu anhu. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ahsu Hilal Sha'ban min Ramadan, take count, book, give more consideration to the month of Sha'ban than any other month. Why? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to fast most in the month of Sha'ban, in order to prepare himself, to get ready spiritually. So if you prepare spiritually, and remember, this is, we're not saying that you must start fasting now every day. This is for those people who have strength, who are in a habit of fasting. So this is one great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught us. So let us also start preparing how we will prepare. Increase our ibadah. Increase our ibadah routine. We're going to the shop, going to our shops and businesses for 8, 9, 10 hours, cut down to 8 hours. Then you will see, and the ones to meet him. And the Shaykh, Muna Muhammad Zahari, rahmatullahi alayhi. I also heard from Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum a few years ago. This example, as the Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi was so engrossed in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And after some time he knocked again. Hazrat was busy umbrelling his Quran Sharif. Then after some time he knocked at the door. And again, the reply came from inside that Hazrat is performing salah. So now this person was open, who gave their life, read their life, and then you will see how they spend their Ramadan, how they spend their time correctly for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they give life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They devoted their life for the Ramadan till you sight the moon of Shawwal, Eid. Every citizen of Swaziland will be given a money printing machine. A money printing machine. Sabse badi note kya hai Swaziland mein?
200.
Ramadan. And this will only be allowed for 1 month. Now you tell me, ab bataye, kisi ko khane ka waqt time milega? Toilet with those notes of Akhira, the reward of Akhira. You make ibadat, Allah hasn't made difficult for us. Little but ibadat, Allah accepts. Allah accepts the money of Akhira. And the money of this dunya will get finished. They are just papers, will get destroyed. The books will come and take it. But the money of Akhirah, nobody can steal. This Islami Jalsa which came about in Swaziland, it did not just come about just like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant. And alhamdulillah, and inshallah, the inshallah, the atarazat, question, objections. That what is that Islam? You know, when we were small, we used to hear about Fanta. So I used to think, how much does the Fanta in the Gufam Behjawani? Fanta means you search in a kula. Allah has created us in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The purpose of our creation is ibadat and ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Majans. So that we can understand the purpose and the objective of our creation. That why Allah ta'ala has created us. He has given us so many bounties and ni'mat. Ni'mat upon the means. But we are thankful to Him. You will appreciate, present Him gifts upon gifts. Why? He has removed our difficulties. Gave us the medicine, the cure was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We became healthy, we gave Him gifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment of our life, every sa'as, every nafas of our life, Allah no lakh lakh shukar. Allah no lakh lakh shukar. So He reprimanded me, He taught me something. He said, do not say lakh lakh shukar. Shukar. Lakh lakh shukar is very little. Allah no lakh lakh means hundreds of thousands shukar. It's very little. Say, be in tiha shukar. Without limit. We're making shukar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without limit. We cannot make shukar in reality. But use the word in appropriate manner which suits the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not say lakh lakh. Lakh lakh is very limited. Unlimited shukar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He has given us unlimited bounties. Day and night He has bestowed upon us. Bounties upon bounties. Inshallah, more bayan and more you will hear. After Isha Salah and Hazrat speaks. Our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our teeth, our hair. One of my ustaz, once he lost his tooth, one tooth. While I was walking from madrasa to his house, he told me, now I understood the ni'mat of this tooth. Now I have understood the ni'mat of this tooth, how difficult it is. Show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by turning towards Him, by becoming close to Him, by worshipping Him, by showing appreciation to Him. This is our duty. This is our duty. But Allah is so merciful. so kind that after all we are disobeying, we are going against his commands, we are not performing our salah, but he still carries on bestowing upon us, carries on giving us bounties and ni'mas. This is our Allah. So kind he is. So let us appreciate and understand who our Allah is. So this Islami jalsa, this tazkiyah, this khanqa is not something to change your mind and take you away from deen. It is to bring you in deen, to teach you and to make you understand what is our deen, which is pure, presented to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By sitting in a company of these akabir and pious people, we will see our life will change. After Asr, we were listening to the Kalbazari, all the brothers who are sitting here. Their lives have changed, the lives of their family have changed. He eats, he drinks, but every aspect of his life will be on deen, on sunnah and on teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will be living normal life. Nobody says sit in a gufa and a cave and make zikr all the time. No. Khanta doesn't mean that. Khanta means you will be in your shop, but you will be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be in your business, you will be reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the time of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So khanta in Islam is not that Mawlana will take you away and put you in one corner of the masjid. No. You will live your life normal. But what will happen? Your life will change. It will come on Sirat al-Mustaqim. It will come on the life of Rasulullah. That our example is like a person. He had one gold coin, poor person. He was living in a shack. He was living in a shack. Once he lost, in a dark night, he lost his gold coin. In his tiny shack. Now he's going outside under the lamppost, where he finds brightness, glitter and glamour, and he starts looking for that gold coin outside, under the lamppost. After some time, his friend comes past. Puchta hai, kya kar rahe? What are you doing? Main wo sone ka sikka talash kar raha hoon. I'm looking and searching for the gold coin I have lost. So he also fell. Pity on him. This bichara, gharib, ek jubra. So the person says, I have dropped it and lost it in my shack. In my tiny shack. So the person, his friend tells him, oh foolish person, you lost it in your shack and you are looking for it under the lamppost. What is the reason? This person, he will keep on searching till the cows come back home. He will not find it there under the lamppost. And he just goes inside, he just rubs his hands on the sand or on the floor. After some time, sometimes he will definitely find it. Why? Because he has lost it inside. Our condition, we are looking at the glitter and the glamour of this world. We are looking at the beauty of this world, which is fake. Which is fake and will be destroyed soon. We are looking for our success there. We are looking for the solution for our problems there. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept. Allah ta'ala has kept to make little bit of sacrifice, come back to deen, and then you will find our peace. Many people have found peace by training this path. So let us also come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will see how our life will change. And this is the purpose and maqsad of this Islahi Majalis. When we said, we will learn deen from these ulama and akabir. They will teach us how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved his life. How was his akhlaq. How we should treat our family members, our wives and children. How should we treat our customers in business, etc. in this world. And I remember when I was Hazmana Yusuf rahmatullahi, in last few years of his life, he used to tell us, qadar kar lo, baad mein pashtaoge. Give all of us the tawfiq and ability to appreciate them, make their qadar, and sit in their company, and to make their khidmat, take their du'as and tawajjuhat. Then you will see how Allah Ta'ala will make us fly. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq and ability. InshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.